for you today. We're going to have Elder Fred preach the word. We know he's excited about it because he did this yesterday, and so many people afterwards, they came up and said, "Oh, man, this is exactly what I needed to hear." And one guy told me, "Okay, I know what I got to do. From what Elder Fred just spoke of in the word, I know what I got to do." And he said, "I'm going to make it right with God." Yes, yes, that's what it's all about. Because if we just listen to the word and don't do nothing, we're wasting our time, aren't we? But when we say, "Lord, I heard your word, I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to get my life right. I'm going to forgive that person that I held the grudge for so long. Father God, I'm going to make things right." And, you know, it starts with us. To make things right, God says, "I will give you the strength. I'll give you the power." But we got to make the choice. I say, "Lord, I choose your way." Amen. I'm going to ask Elder Fred to come on up. We're going to pray for him. Let's all stretch a hand towards our brother here. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for my brother, Elder Freddie, knowing, Lord, you have called him. I know you have called him to preach your word. And I know he has done this with his whole heart. And I know he's been such a wonderful example for all of us here at Open Door Christian Ministries, that he truly has been living your word. And we see the fruits that has come forth in his life because he comes with his whole life surrendered to you. Father God, I pray right now in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, as he speaks your word will come alive. Come alive, Lord. Speak to us in ways that will truly convict us, that will truly make us want to make things right with you. And I pray, Lord, that you will empower my brother right now. Give him confidence, give him boldness to speak your word mightily. We lift it all up to you now. In the powerful name of Jesus Christ, we pray all these things. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Praise God. Give him glory.
Aloha. Anybody can hear? Aloha. Chrissy, can you hear me okay back there?
It's on.
Can you hear? Okay, good. Aloha ke akua. God is love. The Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Oh, how he loves us. Yeah. He loves us so much. He hung on a cross, died for each and every one of us. But sin separates us. Jesus, our advocate, a way to God. He was the final sacrifice, the pure, holy Lamb of God. There's no other sacrifice can get us to God. Only Jesus. And that is why today I can proclaim that Jesus is my Lord. And I pray today that you would examine your heart. If you haven't come to that decision, that Jesus would be your Lord. And I guarantee you, God has a plan for you, a future and a hope. Amen. Not plans for destruction, not plans for failure, but a purpose, a life, that you will be so blessed. One day, when I see you in heaven, you can say, "Man, that was so awesome. Thank you for speaking those words of life." That life, God's word that gives us life. That's why Jesus said, "I am the living water. Anyone who thirsts after me, Jesus, will never be thirsty again." In the world, you have emptiness in your heart. You've been deceived, you've been lied to, you've been cheated on. It's not all quacked up to be. In the world, they say the only thing guaranteed is death and taxes. But we have a hope and a future that we will live forever. Now, we don't have to wait till we get to heaven. But Jesus said, "I came that you may have life and life more abundant." What does abundant mean? Google it and let me know. Abundant means plenty. So much that your life will be overflowing. I hear in his word, when I read it, it says, "Godliness with contentment is great gain." You do like Jesus. You act like Jesus. You live like Jesus. You live like Ben. Jesus in action. Paul said, do as I do. Follow me, because I do what Jesus does. I follow Pastor Ben because I see Jesus in him. He is not my God. He's Jesus. Because, oh, how he loves us. He's the only man I know. And I know. I've been to quite a few churches. We don't pay him money. I know the word says the worker is deserving of his labor. What that does mean is that he's storing up treasures in heaven. He's getting paid not by money that can burn, can be stolen, that's not worth anything. But where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. And I guarantee you, he won't have choke crowns. God, I can have just one piece. Man, it's amazing when we get into his word, how he will speak life into you. Godliness with contentment is great gain. So you act like God. You live like God. You call yourself a Christian. Be Christ-like. Live like Christ. Sometimes I try and tell my boys, this is what you should do. But they learn better by my actions more than my words. And I tell them, Bombay, you learn. Bombay, you learn. You don't listen now. Bombay, you learn. Stretch our hands to God. Surrender. This means we surrender you. This means not stick them up, give me all your money. Because God does not need your money. God owns everything. If you cannot live on 90%, how are you going to live on 100%? I've been broke. Beyond. I've been broken. You've been broken. You've been hurt. And you say to God, God, is this all? Is this it? My family is gone. I cannot walk. Is this it, God? You lay it out on the table. Lord, this is it? And when you say less to Lord, man, his spirit will come upon you. And that's living in my brother Millie. He told us, is this it, God? And an angel came and helped them. Amazing. When you cry out with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your soul, with all your mind, and you say to yourself, it's no longer I who live, but Jesus living inside of me. We want to change the world. We are only citizens of the Most High God. We are aliens in this world. You getting tired?
Yeah.
That's why you need your brother next to you. Tell you, look to your brother and your mommy and say, I need you. Help me when I'm going through this. You cannot go it on alone by yourself. I guarantee you will fall. Thank you, Lord, that you are our King. Lord, we lay all our anxieties, all our worries at your feet. Because you say you would give us true rest. Lord, open our hearts. Open my ears that I would hear your word and it would come into my heart. And when I leave here, I would do what you say. I would live the words that's spoken into my life. And Lord, speak to me, because I need to hear you. It's not me that speaks. It's your Holy Spirit speaking through me. I am just clay. I am nothing. I can do nothing without you, Lord. So we bless you this morning. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I got a joke for you guys. So I had this butcher, 5'11", size 11 shoes. You heard this yesterday, don't say nothing. What does he weigh? He's 5'11", size 11 shoes. A butcher, what does he weigh?
311.
Good guess. Anybody else want to guess? Me. Huh? Me. Oh, that brother, he's sharp. How you know that, brother? Butcher. It's not that your flesh that revealed that to you, but the Spirit of God. Because you're going to get meat today. the word of God. Because man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
That's not me. That's not from me. It's from the Bible. Lord God, let the meditations of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you. If you got your notes, it says, well, let me move my glasses. It says, I am the true vine, Jesus speaking. And my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. While every branch that does not bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Jesus is talking to his disciples. His disciples was with Jesus. He's been speaking life. So he washed it clean through the word. So Pastor Ben was saying that you are righteous because of Jesus. You are already clean by the word of God. He says, remain in me, and I also will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. You must remain in the vine, Jesus. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Okay, verse 1. I am the true vine. Jesus is the vine. And my Father is the gardener. Gardener, that's God. He cuts off every branch in me. Oh, before I forget. Branch. I gotta circle that word branch. You can circle the word bear fruit. I remember growing up, I asked my dad, oh, Dad, I need money. Money to go carnival. What? You think money growing trees? He can tell you.
What tree family?
yeah? How come? What? Money grows on trees. Yeah? Banks? How come banks get branches? It's a joke. Okay. Oh, another thing I want to tell you. Growing up as a kid, I go to my friend's house. We're young, yeah. My mom tells us, boy, hey boy, his name was Boy. Big guy. Like one little guy like this. Hey boy, before you go out, you better do all your chores. Talking back to his mom. The mom was, hey boy, no get smart. My friend never gets smart. So be careful what you say. Yes. No get smart. Oh. It's true story. Okay, Jesus is the vine. He's talking to us. We are his branches. Okay. Every one of you are important in his kingdom because he loves you. Everybody here has a part. Okay. Maybe my part is to help oversee. Maybe your part is to take care of that. But when we're all working together, it's perfect. Jesus said it's perfect when we're all working together. Yeah? Amen?
Amen.
Now, everybody has a calling. Whatever you say, no, not me. Oh, watch out. Because I said, no, not me. I ain't going to speak to anybody. I ain't going to be heading the youth ministry. And guess what? We're having our first sub ministry this next Sunday. Next Sunday at Ilikai. We have paddle boards, kayak. We're going to have a picnic. We're going to celebrate our moms. And, sub, Revelations 3:20. This ministry exists to serve you. To serve you. Revelations 3:20 says, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice, I will come in and sup. Dine with you. And cow. You won't drive. Sup. Stand up, paddle. Okay? So you invite your friends. We'll have a good time. Next week, after church, Ilikai, where the canoes are. The canoes are there. So while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You know, as a Christian growing up, you know, you're a new believer. Get into his word. Maybe there's some things in your life that's not pleasing to him. God will prune it off. And you know what? Like when you prune the tree, the dead part of the tree, it will grow more. It will be painful. Like for me, pride. I used to think I was high mocks. I used to think like, oh, I don't live Kalihi. There's some people. Where you live? Kapalama? Apa Kapalama? High mocks. Pride. When you have pride, God hates pride. He'll bring you down. So I learned a long time, be humble. No grumble. Make your prayers and requests to the Lord. Do not be anxious in anything, but with prayer and supplication, present it to the Lord. In a man's heart, he plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. So let's get back to he prunes. So you'll be even more fruitful. What kind of fruit, you ask? Well, I got a joke for you guys. In Samoa, they got Jews. You guys know they got Jews, right? No, my sister's face is like, what? Yeah, you never hear. Coconut juice, pineapple juice, mango juice. But no, the fruit. You will bear fruit. You know what kind of fruit you will bear? Just look at Pastor Ben. Look at my brother, Lily. Look at my brother, Gary. Oh, last week, you remember Pastor Ben is talking about, oh, he had a problem with his truck. And he was kind of late, but it's okay. We got a little argument. I'm not going to say with who. But after that, don't, brother, give me your keys, I'll take care of it. Man, you sure? Yeah, don't worry, don't take care of it. And now, I'm not doing it because of my flesh. It's the Spirit of God speaking to me, telling me, hey, you love your pastor, do it for him. Mm-hmm. Oh, but maybe, and you hear the other side, it's like, oh, I like to surf right now. Before Saturday. Before the ministry, I want to swim a little bit. And here, love the pastor. There's no greater love than a man lay down his life for his brother. And I call my brother Gary. Gary, are you busy? He says, oh, no, I'm not just longs. I'm at longs, getting something. Hey, you want to help me go check out Pastor Ben's truck? Yeah, sure. We went to Costco, checking out some stuff. Oh, I need one. What you was looking for? I needed one glass shade for his glasses. Oh, he found one glass shade. Awesome, yeah? And I was telling myself, when we're looking, oh, I need this light. I need like 500 lumens. It's like this super bright light, because when we go check tires, it's dark, and my eyes is getting better. And you know what, this week, yesterday, you bring me one light, with chargeable light, exactly. I told him exactly what I was looking for. Last one ever happened. Amazing. Well, how much, brother, I pay you? No. You didn't pay me nothing. That's love. Mm-hmm. Man, that's love. point. And Gary, you see his life from when you first meet him to now, transformation. Mm.
Amen.
His son is sitting right next to him. His son is so proud of his dad.
Amen. Amen.
He restored that relationship. It's amazing. When you get some stuff, he had to prune. That's between the men. Okay, he prunes. Okay, so you guys get it, yeah? So, the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians. Something 22. There you go. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness,
faithfulness,
gentleness,
self-control,
long-suffering. What does long-suffering mean? I'm going to suffer long? That's my wife. My wife's smart. What does long-suffering? What did it mean? You told me. What did it mean?
Having patience and patience to endure.
Patience to endure. It reminds me, sometimes I have to patiently endure my son's foolishness. God had to patiently endure my foolishness. Yeah? No, not you. Freeman. Yeah. I know Freeman can handle it. No, we were all once foolish. We were all once captives, deceived. So love. I'll talk about love. Love in action. So we as Christians, we want to live a life pleasing to God. Okay? Not all wa'a. A Hawaiian word, wa'a, means all mouth, no action. Okay? Wa'a. You know when I say that? The Holy Spirit is speaking to me.
Amen.
Tell them, friend, don't be all wa'a. Okay? When I'm speaking, the Holy Spirit is speaking to me. Now, when the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, it's not for your neighbor. It's not for your wife. It's not for your son. It's for you.
Yep.
All right? So receive it.
Yeah. Amen.
So maybe that part of your life needs some little pruning. I had this desire before to just... I used to love watching basketball, playing basketball, loving that. I put that before God.
Amen.
That's an idol. That's one of the idols. I would come home, I would jump over the fence, go play basketball. Play with all the Ahuimanu guys back in South Lake. Hey, uncle. I used to love that. And that was part of the reason why first wife left. I didn't pay much attention to her. I was only thinking about me. But I've forgiven her. No worries. I forgive her. And I've forgiven myself. Because we all will make mistakes. But in Jeremiah it says, come, let us reason, says the Lord. Come, he said, come, let us reason, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, I will turn you white as snow. Though they be red as crimson, you will be like wool. And you go read that. Continue to read that. And you will enjoy the fruit of the Lord when you obey Him. You will enjoy the fruit of the land. You will have that abundant life here, now. Your relationship will be restored. Your finances will be restored. You will not fear of the oppressor. You will not fear. You will not worry about making decisions. Young children, remember this now. You put your trust in God. You know, you put your hope in God. And you learn this now. You ain't gonna have all these scars. Okay? My mom told me, no steal. Climb over the fence, fall over. Trying to steal mango, crack my hand. Bumba, you learn. But your parents love you so much, young children. you might think, oh, Dad, oh, Mom, my friends is doing it. Everybody's doing it. I heard the same thing. I said the same thing. I tell my kids, I will tell you once. It's your warning. If you choose not to obey, you get the rock. If you choose not to obey, bye-bye, you learn. Sometimes we all learn the hard way. So love. Oh, Jesus, how he loved us. Yeah. Now love. The Bible says, God's love is an agape love. It's an unconditional love. It's not, you do this for me, I do this for you. We, the few good men, they go out and serve, not to get patted on the back, because they know it's their duty. You say you're a Christian, you go out and somebody who needs help. Amen?
Amen.
Your neighbor needs help, you help your neighbor. My son, I tell him, when you cut the grass, cut your neighbor's grass out in the front. Okay.
Amen.
Whoever does it to the least of these is doing it to me. Jesus said, if you do it to somebody less or of need, you're doing it for Jesus.
Amen.
So when you're working for somebody, your boss, work for the Lord, your attitude will change. If you don't agree with your boss, talk to Jesus. Okay. Let your actions speak. So come in early, stay late. One day you will get one raise. It's an inside joke. My son, no, I need one raise. Oh. Get on a forklift, I'll lift you up, I'll raise you. You be raised. No, but you know, I tell my nephew, my son, I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. I make these jokes, but I'm so blessed with them. Man, it's so amazing when I say yes to Jesus. You're my God. I can pay my taxes now. I don't have to rob Peter, pay Paul, you know. When I realized everything belongs to God and you do it His way, man, God's checking. You can just write that check. Send them with gladness. God, please bless this check. May the people spend this check. Come to the senses. May they come to the knowledge and truth. May they be blessed. But Jesus says, pray for your enemies. Pray for those who cheat you. What profits you if you do something good for your brother and he can, in return, do something good for you? You're not even the tax collectors do that. But yeah, we still practice love with each other. But Jesus says, pray for your enemies. Pray for those who don't pay rent. Bless them, do not crush them. That's Jesus' thinking. So that's love. Jesus is going to speak to you in your heart and tell you to do some uncomfortable things. The more you walk with Jesus, the more He will reveal Himself to you.
Amen.
If you hunger and thirst after Him, He will show you. He will bless you. Okay. Now, if you have sin in your heart, Bible says He will not hear you. If you holding a grudge, well, talk to the brother. Talk to the sister. Oh yeah, but I might blow up and just say all this. Lord, help me. Speak to me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Go to the Lord and say, create in me a clean heart, a new and steadfast spirit. Humble thyself in the sight of God. Lord, you are the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me in what you want me to be. Not what Freddie wants to be. not what I want to be, because I know God's plan is way better than my plans. I had a goal to retire at age 55. I'm not even 29, and I'm semi-retired. And I love my job. Actually, I'm going to be 49. But I feel like I'm 29.
Amen.
We started surfing. My son loves surfing. Let's go surf, Dad. Oh, I'm tired. Ouch. We go surfing. Ooh, belly. Only had me and him and two others. Wave after wave after wave. My heart is beating. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, it's so good to just spend time, quality time with Freeman. Surfing and enjoying. That was one of my idols too before. God kind of took that away. Say, hey, come, seek me first. You can retire before. You think you can retire from tonight? You can retire now. Amazing. I was so much in debt. I'm so ashamed of it. God help me pay off all those debts. We're in a position where we had one investment able to pay off the other investment. So I don't need no more mortgage. How do you like them coconuts? I'm not boasting about my life. I'm boasting what God has done in my life and what he can do in your life.
Amen.
You guys watch the show Flip Flop? Flip Flop. This new show. Because of the economy, the recession, you got all these foreclosures. California, they buy them up. They buy these old junky houses, tear down some walls, put some new flooring, hardwood flooring, whatever. Put some nice travertine, put some nice granite, brand new bathroom. Oh, we like open living, the thing is open living room so the family can be all together. We like, well, they make it so nice. They turn around. They say they buy it for $200. Turn around, sell it for $400. Amazing. Just like you. Your house is all broken. Your body's all broken. There's things in your life that needs to be cut off. Let Jesus cut it off. You'll be worth more than $200,000. Can't put a price on it. Jesus loved you so much. In my Father's house, he said, of many mansions. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. You have a mansion. You are adopted into his family. He picked you. You never pick him. Nobody can go to the Father unless Jesus says, oh, Lord, this one. Bring him. So if you have things in your life, be honest. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with God. We're learning in our men's Bible study the belt buckle of truth. And if that buckle's loose, your pants gonna fall down. Ooh, shame. The belt buckle of truth. Tighten up that buckle. So your pants don't fall down. Yeah? That's all I'm gonna tell you, because that's all we learned yet. Next time I tell you the next part, the other, you know, the full armor. Okay. So be honest. Be honest with God. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Jesus says, remain in me and I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. You must remain in the vine in Jesus. Neither you can bear more fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you'll bear much fruit. Apart from me, I can do nothing. I cannot do nothing. You gotta realize that. You will fail in the world. Yes, you see people drive nice cars. Have these big houses up in Hawaii, Aloha. I'm not saying all of them. But without God, they're empty inside. Yeah? You was like that. I was like that. Empty. So don't forget, next week Sunday, sup, Jesus is standing at the door and knocking. He wants to come in. It's up to you to let him in your heart. Okay? It's up to you if you guys can call and talk story, talk about your future. Lord, where do you want me to go? Lord, what do you want me to do? You come to all these Wednesday nights, Saturday nights, Saturday morning Bible studies. Pastor Boyer is pouring out his heart to you, to equip you, to live for you, to give you a future, help guide you. You don't have to fall and crack your head and get a big scar because you never listen. Come by, you learn. When you learn, our arms is like, come back, we still love you. Come by, you can try and go out in the world and, I like live, be on my own. Always remember, we love you. And we're always here for you. Your parents is always here for you, kids. Okay? Don't let the deceiver thinking, oh, I cannot have fun. We're going to have fun this Sunday. Yeah? We'll teach you how to walk on water. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We bought one kayak. Ooh. Good fun. So, here's a warning. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. We don't want to be that branch, that dead branch that gets cut off. Yeah? Okay? Who wants to be that branch that's dead, cut off, withers, or the other version says get thrown in the fire, get all burnt up, good for nothing? So we don't want that. And then finally it says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you. Because the word is going to teach you. Ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciple. Disciple. Disciple means to be disciplined. You need to be disciplined in doing what God's word says. Not because you have to, but because you love your Father God. You want to please Him. You have this sin in your life that you're struggling with? Bible says that. How can a tree with my seed in it bear bad fruit? Okay? God is saying, I am that seed in you. I came into you. How can it bear bad fruit? A good tree cannot bear bad fruit. Okay? A bad tree will bear bad fruit. Okay? That's the meat I'm giving you guys. Okay? Take it in for yourself. Okay? I tell you that because I love you. Jesus told his disciples that because Jesus loved them. So if you want to be my disciple, you need to be disciplined. The way I learned discipline, 2 years ago, I went to go to the dentist. A couple cavities, and they can tell if you never floss, yeah? So how long does it take? A good habit.
21, 30.
Well, it gets easier after that. It's been 2 years and I've been consistently flossing. Oh, and I go, my dentist said, no more cavity. And you know what that means? I don't have to pull out my wallet and spend more money to fix it. Right? So create a good habit. Come Wednesdays. Come Sundays, come Saturdays. Hang around with the eagles, not the ducks. Okay? You will fly. Maybe you're hurting inside for some reason. You will fly. Maybe you're struggling right now, but I encourage you, persevere. Long suffering. Yeah? My hope is in you, Lord. When David was in the cave, he said, oh, why so downcast, oh my soul? Put your hope in God. And you see Pastor Ben, yee, jumping like that. Oh, I'm excited too, Pastor Ben. Jump for me. See him at the park, jumping up and down. He almost went the wrong side of the door. I was so scared, you know. That was so funny, so excited. When we live his word, you believe it. When you live his word, you're going to be living. And that only comes from the true God, Jesus, King of Kings. That is why we come and remember Him every month. Don't be like some other people who don't come. Because maybe they had some negative thoughts. Or they have this offense with someone. Don't let that get in the way. You gotta break down their walls. We don't fight against flesh and blood. Yeah, maybe I said something to hurt you. Come to me, brother. You said this, oh, my bad. But it's still your fault.
No, I'm joking, brother. I'm joking.
You know, come to me. Like yesterday, I was teaching them some Hawaiian words. Hikino. Remember Hikino? Can do, right? I can do all things. Hikino. After. He said, hey, you kind of said that Hawaiian word wrong. Oh, yeah, really? I'm supposed to say, you gotta say Hikino. Oh, Hikino. Okay. Everybody say Hikino. Can do. I'm not gonna take offense because this guy telling me how to speak Hawaiian word. The Bible said, when you get corrected, that's excellent oil. Mm-hmm. Be teachable. Okay? Mm-hmm. Or else you're gonna have scars like this. Show me a scar, Freeman. What about you, learn? Yeah. Okay, scar. Big one.
Yeah, big one.
Big one. It's okay. If we don't say nothing, you know what? You don't love your brother. You don't love your sister. You're only holding that grudge inside.
Well, I'm mad at my wife, but I don't like talk to her. Now I don't blow up more. Let me cool down, honey.
I went to my man cave. Oh, my wife, please change my wife.
Then you hear the Holy Spirit dump
you. Oh, you gotta change. What my mother said? You gotta be the man. Yeah, but God, you don't know her. Please change her. You get into the Word. When you read His Word that gives life, you will live life to the fullest.
Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, let me close and I'll just last verse. I wrote this down just for me to remember. Matthew, yeah? This is Matthew, yeah? Matthew 7:24. If you have your Bibles, we'll close with this. Matthew 7:24. I remember a few months ago, Lawrence was preaching, and he talked about you need to confront somebody, your friend or something, and it might risk your friendship. Are you going to confront them in love? Are you going to confront them in love? And I always remember that. Thank you, brother Lawrence. And you know, and when I did that, in love, in front of brother, man, we thank God, we glorified God. It was so good. You know, the wall was broken down. The deceiver, man, he cannot get us with that lie. We know, in our men's Bible study, we learned that we don't battle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and rulers and darkness. It's not a, you know, I'm better than you. It's not, I am high marks. Father, forgive me, for I have sinned against you. You forgive me. Jesus said, go and sin no more. Okay? Thank you, man. Really appreciate that message. And I like the part about when the Word of God goes in your ear, it travels 18 inches into your heart. Mine only travel 15 inches. My next shot. Okay? So let it travel to your heart. Okay, here, Matthew 7. Everybody there, Matthew 7:24. Yeah, it says here. It's Jesus talking again. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain descended and the floods came. The winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. Jesus is the rock. But everyone who hears this saying of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Take that to heart, church. Do what it says. And I guarantee you, his word will not turn void. Amen. So who wants to live? Who wants to live? Well, I have one final question. If there's anything in the world that you would like to do, and you know, guarantee you're not going to fail, what is that thing you want to do? What is that dream you want to do? Say it again. If there's anything in the world that God puts in your heart that you want to do, and you know, guarantee you're not going to fail, what is it that you want to do? Pastor Ben. Thank you, Scott. Glory to God. Oh, let me pray. Holy Father, thank you for speaking to me. Thank you, your Holy Spirit that counsels me. Thank you for guiding me and loving me. When I fall short, you pick me up. You fix me up. You set my foot on Jesus, the solid rock. Lord, I pray that for us here today, that we heard your voice, I pray that we would live your word so that we may live a full life. Lord, I pray that you bless your children. I pray they pray that you would protect them. I pray that they would only hear your voice and they would reject the deceiver's voice. I pray that as they continue to trust you and walk with you, that you would bless them, overflowing, shaking, and this inexpressible joy. They would live for you because you have life for us, because you are the true life. Fill us, Lord. Continue to fill us. As your word spoke to David, Daniel, you told him to continue. So I pray that we would continue to be rooted and grounded in your love. And we realize that you are the good shepherd. And we, as disciples, would hear your voice. Thank you, Lord, that you would calm our spirits. Thank you, Lord, that your word says that you've not given us a spirit of fear or timidity, but you have given us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. And I know it's not my own might or my own strength. It's by your spirit that we rely on. By your spirit that we can love. By your spirit that we can cut off that's not pleasing to you. Lord, I pray that we will be fruitful. Lord, I pray that you would send out more laborers into the harvest. Because truly the harvest is plentiful. And Lord, I pray that we would continue to store up treasures in heaven where moth and rust cannot destroy and thieves cannot steal. Thank you for the awesome worship. Lord, I pray that the worship we gave you this morning would continue out through this door. And in our hearts, we can always praise you and worship you and love you with our actions. Thank you, Lord. You are an amazing God. I am so blessed that you pulled me out of that miry clay. Man, my future's so bright. I tell what, I gotta wear some shades. Thank you, Lord. We bless you and we love you. And everyone said,
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord, for that inspiring message. I know truly our Father God has spoken through our brother. And here's the thing, you know. You got to remember, as what Brother Freddie just talked to us about, knowing that Jesus is the one and only true vine. And here's the thing, you know, Remember, we're the branches. And you may say, you know, once in my life I was bearing so much fruit. And now it seems like I'm fruitless. Well, when I was sitting there, I know the Holy Spirit was talking to me. And just think about this. If there's a true vine, guess what? There is also a false vine. And sometimes we have to realize the devil, he's going to trick us. He's going to do whatever he can to tell us, oh yeah, I'm the one that will help you. I can bring forth even greater blessings than God. And sometimes we bite into that. We got to be careful of that, because that's what the devil does. He deceives. He's good at that. He's the father of lies. He's called that in the Bible. So we got to take heed, and we only listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, because he'll do whatever he can to draw you away from God. We only can bear fruit, fruit that lasts, fruit that will bring forth his greater and greater blessings. It has to come from Jesus, because he's the one and only true vine. And you know, going back to the ducks, we got to realize that sometimes, you know, I mentioned doubt, I mentioned fear. Those are some of the things that can prevent us from taking flight. And there are people that I know, they stay grounded throughout their whole lives. God says, I want you to soar. I want you to fly. But they're grounded because sometimes it's sin that has really bound them to the point that they can't spread their wings out and fly. And sometimes it can be just like a thick rubber band. Just imagine this, a duck with a thick rubber band just around his body, not allowing him to spread the wings out. And a lot of times it's sin that will prevent us from doing exactly what God wants us to do, because sometimes we may be too focused on the sin. We don't want to let go of the sin. God says, let go so I can put you to flight. And you know, sometimes when we let the sin take the best of us, where we don't want to let it go, guess what? Seems like that rubber band is getting thicker. It's getting tighter to the point, guess what? It does some damage to the wings. And sometimes it can break the wings. But thank God, we know our God says he is our restorer.
Amen.
He will make things brand new. You turn your heart to him, he says, I will make it all new. I will restore your broken wings. I will restore your broken heart so you can once again take flight. Because we were designed to soar like eagles, aren't we? Because God says, I'll be your strength. I'm going to give you what you need to take flight, and you're going to keep on flying. You're going to keep on soaring. And here's the thing. I know sometimes, you know, people, you know, at the park, they'll tell me, they'll come up to me and say, Pastor, I have no desire to live anymore. People tell me I'm hopeless. I think I am. That's what they tell me. And they say to me, you know what? I think I'm probably going to end my life tonight. And I hear that. I just look at them. A lot of them that come to me, they're believers. And one person, I just looked them straight in the eye and said, why are you going to let the devil win? Don't you think that he wants you to get to a point where you feel like you have no hope and that you want to end it all? That's the devil. God says, you put your hope in me, I'll make sure you're going to receive greater and greater blessings. I'm going to make sure that I'll get you there. That you put your desire on me, God says, I'll show you what it means to be a blessed child. And I remember also this other guy told me, he says, you know, he told me not only he doesn't have the desire to live, he says, I'm gonna end it all tonight. I'm gonna take someone out with me. I go, oh, come on, brother. And you know what else he said to me? He said, I know someone directed me to come to your church, and I need to talk to someone. So I think I want to hear from you. Tell me, Pastor, what will make me change my mind? Then he stopped me. He said, but Pastor, I don't want to hear anything about the Bible. Don't tell me anything that comes from the Word of God. Because he says, I've been there, I don't want to hear. Said, don't say anything about the Bible. Said, go ahead, counsel me. I just looked at him and said, brother, God's Word brings life. Telling me not to speak the Word of God? I can't do it, brother. Because I know God is the only one that can save you. Then he kind of looked at me and said, well, if that's the case, then give it your best shot. So I said, okay, Lord, it's all you now. You got to speak through me. And I just started going. I just told him about how the devil wants him to be away from God, that the devil wants to bring forth death and destruction. And I said, God wants his very best for your life. Don't listen to the devil. Listen to God. And I remember after we finished talking, I said, can I pray for you? If you want to, go ahead. So I just laid my hand and said, Father God, let your power come. I pray, Lord, he will listen to me. I was just going full on. I just said, Lord, give me the words. And after we were all done, she said, well, I told you it wouldn't work. And he left. And you know, I kind of shared some of the things that he said with a few brothers. And I know Will, he went to see if he could chase him down. And he found him in the bus stop, you know. And he actually went on a bus with him. But I told him, be careful, because he says he's going to take someone out tonight. But here's the thing. We did see him the next week. And then he just said, Pastor, I know you sent someone after me. I don't know if you should have done that. I was ready to take someone out. I said, well, praise God you did it. This is my brother. But you know what? We just started talking, and I just saw how I think his heart was being softened. Because we were praying for him. We were crying out to God. And, you know, we didn't see him afterwards, but I know that somehow God has entered into his heart. And even though he may say he's filled with all this bitterness, with all this anger, you know what? When we pray that prayer of faith, we're just asking God just to soften his heart. We're asking God to really break him down to the point where he realizes how much he needs God. And that's what we got to realize. When we're going to be in a position where we're going to remain like ducks. Because you know what? Ducks were meant to fly. Just some reason, they don't fly a lot. They like to waddle around like this, you know. And sometimes, you know, where we live, there's like a whole bunch of ducks where this big pond is right in the front. And you just see them waddling around. They're not taking flight. And the Lord showed to me, you know, just think about this. I remember when I was in Omaha, Nebraska, where I went to school, we would see this a lot. Where you see a flock of ducks up in the sky. They're flying together. And you see, whoa, because usually you see them waddling around. When you look at that, I go, wow, they're traveling together in a pack. And the Lord spoke to me, that's us. We're strongest in the presence of God when we come together praising God, giving him glory. We're united in the Spirit of God. That's where we know we can encourage one another. We lift each other up in the Word of God. Because we all need the Word of God to give us what we need to live a life that's truly victorious. We need each other. I need you, brother. I need you, sister. We need to keep on spurring one another on. Because we know we are a people set apart for God. We are set apart to set an example that truly we are victorious in Christ. Because Jesus died victoriously on the cross for us. So that we may have these victories. And we are to represent Jesus well. And we're not going to stay ducks, are we? And we're going to soar on wings like eagles. Because God, he's going to give us the ability to take flight. And all we got to do is say, Lord, I'm ready. And God says, okay, go. And we're going to soar. And we're going to see the miracles of God. We're going to see the blessings of God. Because he will bring it in your life. He will bring it in my life. Because we believe in him. Because we trust him. Amen?
Amen?
Praise God. Why don't we go ahead and bow our hearts before God. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the message that was spoken to my brother Freddie. Oh, Father God, you truly are the true vine. And I pray, Lord, that we will not listen to the false vine, which may be the devil, or even sometimes it may be even us. That we're listening to our own lies or what other people are telling us. No, Father God, we're going to tune into your Holy Spirit's voice. Your voice that will counsel us, that will guide us, that will lead us into the life everlasting. I pray right now in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, as your Holy Spirit comes and counsels us right now, Lord. I pray if there's anything in our lives that we're holding on to, any sin, any kind of doubt or fear that's causing us to be paralyzed, causing us to be frozen right where we are, that we're not taking flight. I pray, Lord, that as you show it to us, we're going to make it right and we're going to say, Lord, we confess that we haven't been trusting you. We confess, Lord, that we've been holding on to sin. And I pray, Lord, whatever we repent of now, Lord, that you're going to wash us clean. With the blood of Jesus, we're going to be washed clean, and certainly we can take flight. And I just pray right now, as the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, just let him counsel you right now. And if you're ready, you're saying, Pastor Ben, I'm going to release it to God. I'm going to give whatever thing that's been holding me back, whatever lie it is, Lord, I'm going to give it to you now. That's what you're saying to God. And if that is your heart's desire, you're saying it's gone. It's given to God. Can you raise your hand so that I can pray for you? You're saying, Lord, I surrender, Lord, whatever hinders me from taking flight. Praise God. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can put your hands down. Let's pray. Father God, you've seen all the hands that were raised. But most importantly, it's the hearts behind those hands saying, Lord, I surrender. Lord, I truly want to understand what it means to be a person, a child, who is truly blessed by the very hand of God. I want to take flight, Lord. I'm ready to take flight. I pray, Father God, as this is the cry of my brothers and sisters' heart, I pray, Lord, as they set forth out this door today, Lord, they're going to see the blessings that will come forth. They will see the miracles that will take place as they come with a heart totally surrendered to you. I thank you, Lord, knowing that you love them so much, that you love us with such a deep passion that we know you're going to lavish us with your blessings. We love you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. You truly are our Father God, that we can truly say, Abba Father, Daddy God, we love you. We praise you, Lord, for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, for some of you, you may be saying, Pastor Ben, I've heard about people talking about having a relationship with God, with Jesus Christ. What must I do? How do I get started? Well, you can start off by praying a simple prayer, but it must come from deep within your soul, within your heart. You're saying, Lord, I try living life my own way, trying to do things myself, but I realize now, Lord, I need you. If this is the cry of your heart, know that God's waiting for you. He wants you to make this decision for him so he can welcome you into his family. Don't wait a day longer, because God says, I want to start my blessings in your life right now if you come with a heart surrendered to me. And if that truly is your heart, today, the Bible says, is the day of salvation. And if you're ready to say yes to Jesus Christ with your whole heart, can you raise your hand and say, that's me. I want to make you, Lord, master over my life. Can you raise your hand and say, that's me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Say, Lord, that's me. I want to make you Lord over my life. Anybody else? Praise God. Praise God. All right, you can put your hands down. Hallelujah. Let's pray this prayer out loud. Let's pray together as a family. Let's come before our Lord God in King. Just repeat after me if you really mean this from your heart. Say, Father God,
Father,
I need you.
I need you.
I give you praise for who you are.
I give you praise for who you are.
I believe in you.
I believe in you.
And I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ.
I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ.
Who died for me on the cross.
Died for me on the cross.
But on the third day.
Third day.
He rose again.
He rose again.
And he lives in my heart.
I
give you praise for that. And
Father God,
I confess that I'm a sinner.
I confess that I'm a sinner.
But your word says,
Your word says,
if I confess of my sins,
I confess of my sins,
you're faithful and just,
to
forgive me of my sins,
forgive me of my sins,
and cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
Cleanse me now, Lord.
And make me holy and pure unto you.
Make me holy and pure unto you.
So now I say this.
So you can hear me, Father God.
And so that everyone can hear me.
And
so that I can hear myself.
And
so that the devil can hear me.
Jesus Christ is my Lord.
I live for him. And I live for him only. Father God,
write my name
in your book of life.
For
I give you praise.
In
Jesus' name I pray.
Jesus' name.
And everyone says, Amen. Amen. Let's give him a shout of praise. Let's give him